Live from the KOAL newsroom in Price, Utah, it's Drive Time Sports on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL, 107.3 FM and 750 AM. We've got to talk NFL football and go back to it. The breaking news late last night was that the San Diego Chargers would in fact exercise the clause that the NFL put in last year and move to Los Angeles. And really, Dean Spanos wasted no time on this morning, making the announcement that the Chargers will officially move to LA. They even unveiled a new logo, which looks horrible. Looks like something I could have designed on paint in about 5 minutes. We're going to talk about the ins and outs of this, and who better to bring on than our NFL insider who is based in Los Angeles. He has followed the relocation talk for about the last 4 years with us here on the show, and now the LA relocation talk, it's officially over with. We have two teams in LA after 22 years, two teams are back. Brian Mejia joining us right now. Brian, good to talk to you again today, buddy. Thank you.
Always great to talk to you, my man, and a historical day for the city of Los Angeles. It's something that I didn't expect, something that I thought was never going to happen. In terms of last year, after last year in January, I thought it would be the Rams and maybe the Raiders joining. But I never thought the Chargers had, quote-unquote, the guts to make the move. And they actually did. And they announced it last night. They told Adam Schefter of their intention to move. And you know, now they're a Los Angeles team.
You know, what shocks me most about this, I'm with you, I didn't think they would do it. Roger Goodell said last year after he approved the Rams that if the Raiders and the Chargers stayed in their home markets, they would contribute $100 million. The relocation fee is going to be about $650 million. And I believe the NFL would actually help out about they would actually contribute about $300 million in some capacity for the Chargers to stay put in San Diego, yet Spanos still leaves. And here's the biggest problem I have with that. He had the money to keep his team in San Diego, and it is different than the Rams. A lot of people have told me, well, you can't praise the Rams' move to Los Angeles and then put down the Chargers' move. I absolutely can, because the Rams were LA's first team, and they had played there for about 50 years. The Chargers have spent one season there. Dean Spanos did not get his way. The measure on the ballot this past November did not go in his way. And to me, this is a millionaire flipping the bird at a city that has supported the Chargers. I mean, that's really what it is. The NFL was willing to give this guy money to build a new stadium in San Diego, and he didn't take it, Brian.
He didn't take it, and you know, it's unfortunate. I travel to San Diego a lot, not just for Charger games. It's a great city. I live here in Los Angeles. I was born here in Los Angeles. I've been here all my life, and nothing about the Chargers says Los Angeles, and everything about San Diego says Chargers. So it's going to be a weird thing. And I know last year, you know, in terms of the whole Carson saga, the only reason why the Chargers were you know, being touted to come here was because of the Raiders. And it, all in all, I mean, the general reaction of most of the people calling into LA radio and all that is, you know, okay, the Rams are here. That's fine. The Rams have been here, like you said. But, you know, if there was going to be another team, it should have been the Raiders. But, you know, obviously that's not going to happen. And, you know, more than likely, they're going to be the team that moves into Las Vegas pretty soon as well. So it's just a whirlwind of events that have happened in the past 24 hours. And to be honest with you, I feel that Dean just wanted to cash out, even though he can't sell the team for the next 15 years because of NFL bylaws, but I just don't see how this is going to be a good thing for them. I don't expect them to. I know they could sell out every game, but, you know, even at the 30,000-seat StubHub Center, I don't think it's going to be too good of a look for the Chargers. I think they're going to sell out the Raider game, maybe the Bronco game, maybe the Chiefs game, but I don't see how they're going to have a successful tenure here in Los Angeles as currently constructed. I know they had a lot of players on IR and whatnot, and I feel that they're a very competitive team. They could have been 4-1 instead of 1-4 to start the year, but the Chargers are not one of Los Angeles' teams, and, you know, they're forced on the people of Los Angeles now.
Well, they're going to sell out. They should sell out every game next season. And the reason why I say that is the Rams move into the Coliseum, where you can fit 100,000 people in that stadium if you want. And the Rams were number two in home attendance this year. The Chargers are going to be playing in the StubHub Center. And this is something else that blows my mind. You and I have talked about this over the last couple of years, Brian. And off the cuff, every time you and I had talked about where that second team would potentially play and the StubHub Center got brought up, I laughed. Because 27,000 people... I mean, you look at the smallest football stadium in the NFL, it's Oakland Coliseum, that sits 54,000. This stadium that the Chargers are going to be playing in for the next 2 years is half that size. That's incredible to even think about. I can't believe the NFL would allow them to play at the StubHub Center. That's what blows my mind. You look at the attendance numbers, and the Chargers were bringing in, you look at the bottom half of it, they're bringing in, what, 50,000 fans a game? That's going to decrease by about 23,000 the next year. It blows my mind.
I mean, they have to win the next 2 years, that's for sure. I don't see how, you know... It's just mind-boggling, Jordan, to be honest with you, how they're going to play in the StubHub Center, and then they're going to move into a 75,000-seat stadium in Inglewood.
it's nuts.
I don't know how they're going to – you know, I know you're saying that they'll sell it out, but, you know, I'm still trying to figure out how they're going to sell it out. I can't name you more than two people that I know that are happy that the Chargers are here. So it's kind of funny, you know, but I guess it's you know, it's done already. The Chargers are here. We'll see how long they'll take. I mean, I don't know.
They've got.
I'm just in a state of shock. Honestly, it still hasn't hit me that they actually did do it. I mean, it takes guts to do what they did. They probably wouldn't even be. They're going to be popular because they're an NFL team, but they're not going to be popular for the right reasons.
Right.
Are they going to be interesting or good? You have to be both here in Los Angeles.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
We'll see how it goes for the Chargers.
Honestly, I do believe, as crazy as this sounds, the Rams were absolutely horrible at 4-12 this past season, but I think this boasts the Rams' popularity. I really do. And around about what you were talking about, it almost is a joke. It almost makes the Rams become that more lovable in Los Angeles because people don't want the Chargers there.
People don't want the Chargers. People are okay with the Rams being here. Like I said, there's still a lot of Raider fans here, and I'm sure when the Raiders come to play here against the Chargers, it's going to be basically a Raiders home game more than it even was in San Diego this past year and years before. You know, obviously a lot of people gravitate towards the Rams. I mean, but I guess people have the Chargers now, and there's going to be two teams here, and, you know, we'll see what the Raiders do. The Raiders still have a lot of ties here, and you know, they're moving into Las Vegas, and they want to use this market as well to get some fans out of here as well. So you could kind of say it like this, Jordan. If and when the Raiders do move to Las Vegas, which I think is going to happen as well, there's basically going to be three teams in one city. Because Las Vegas, I know Las Vegas is its own market, but, you know, a lot of transplants from Los Angeles are in Las Vegas, and a lot of Vegas people, you know, want to advertise here in L.A., and they're saying that it's basically going to be like if there is three teams here in L.A. with the Las Vegas Raiders.
Well, that's okay if they win, but I don't know that two of those three teams are going to be winning anytime soon. Brian, now that the relocation bid, you know, in California is finished, now that it's complete, is San Diego a viable option for another team? Because this is why I'm most surprised that a second team is in Los Angeles. For 20-some-odd years, the NFL has had leverage over teams. We watched the NFL leverage Los Angeles and work out for Seattle to get them a new stadium. We saw this happen with Minnesota. We've seen this happen multiple times. The LA leverage is gone, and this is a card that the NFL has had stashed away for two decades. That's why I'm so surprised that the NFL has allowed San Diego to join the Rams in Los Angeles. I don't think Roger Goodell thought this was going to happen last year when the NFL decided on this. With that being said, does San Diego now become a viable option for other squads to look to relocate? Because I do believe that Buffalo is going to be up for relocation here relatively soon. Same with Jacksonville. Is San Diego now the hotbed?
You could say that, but then again, in, here in California, Jordan, you're never going to get that type of money to make a stadium. You're never going to get public money to do anything that the public doesn't want to do. Unless somebody wants to spend their own money like Stan Kroenke did here in Los Angeles, which is rightfully so. I mean, we're the second biggest market in the country. I don't see how San Diego could be that city, honestly. I don't feel like they're going to fork over any public money, which is why the Chargers aren't even there anymore. So, I mean, I could see it, but, you know, whoever wants to move here is going to have to pay tons of money to get a stadium going somewhere where the public won't even want to pay a dime towards anything that you want built. They're not going to pay for billionaires a brand new stadium, you know, especially in a city here in California, especially in San Diego, as we just saw that they let their Chargers go.
No owner is going to have the luxury of free money the way Dean Spanos would have had to build a stadium in San Diego. Last question before I move away from the relocation talk. The theatrics didn't seem to be here with this move to San Diego. I mean, it breaks late last night. By this morning, they have a new logo, and it's over and done with. The Chargers all of a sudden are in L.A. in a snap of a finger. Last year, there was theatrics behind it. Are you surprised that Dean Spanos has decided to play nice in the sandbox with Stan Kroenke?
I don't even think he's playing nice with them. I don't even think he's dealt with them. I just think it's an NFL rule that they made, and maybe they have had a conversation. Maybe I'm exaggerating, but maybe he just said, "Okay, we're sharing this. That's it. Okay, cool. I'll pay you your dollar, and that's it." Because that's what Stan is going to charge him for rent.
A dollar.
you know, $1, one whole dollar a year. So you know. Stan is probably just laughing at him, like, "Ah, you idiot! I won, and you're my tenant."
Right, right.
In other words, it's befuddling to me what Dean Spanos did today. I've kind of known this was going to happen for the past month, but then the past couple of weeks, I kind of said, "I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think he has the guts to do it," and he actually did it. And I think we all have that same shock here in Los Angeles today in the morning.
Brian Mejia, our Drive Time Sports NFL insider. Brian, we didn't even talk about NFL playoff chit-chatter yet. Do you have time to hang around for one more segment?
Of course. Let's do it.
Okay, we're going to break for just a moment. We have more Drive Time Sports coming up. We'll continue our NFL discussion right after this.